Well, this week, let's start things off for the money pigs first, because I know they've been waiting, and they are good pigs. Well, first of all, here's a change. I'm going to be taking a couple pigs once a month and doing one-on-one online or phone sessions. Yes, they're free. No, you don't have to give anything else. This is a reward for your good behavior. Loyal behavior. Repetitive, obedient behavior. And this month, we have three. I want you to email me right away. We'll hook up a time. We can do online voice or phone. And those are Socks Pup, of course. R58TR. Yes. And Michael in DC. That's right. You three stand out right now. You get the first shot. Don't forget to email me. Also, reminder to all of you, my Amazon wish list. You can search under wish list, senator@ragnarokram.com, and you will find it. And there's things there ranging in all price ranges. A lot of DVDs, movies, those are the things that I like. Those do entertain me, and those are appreciated just as much, if not often, more than PayPal tithe. Also, shipping address is staying the same. The studio is staying the same. I'm still here at least twice a week. I'll be checking my mail, and I will be shipping from here twice a week. That address, in case you guys don't know, send it to Senator, care of Ragnarok Ram Productions, 367 Browning, Southeast, Salem, Oregon, 97302. And yeah, that's Oregon, not Oregon. Things not on there, little gifts that I might like that you guys can send. I like that Vetiver deodorant. It's nice, always welcome, always some nice Nair, always gets used quickly. Any and all bondage BDSM toys, furniture, items, etc. Prefer leather. And I will usually be adding to this for you guys a little personal topic every month. And so, I'm telling you, next week, I want you guys to pick the topic, so feel free to email me one. But this week, I want to tell you about some of the people I hang out with, and I'm going to start with one of my friends. Who knows what I'm doing? He doesn't want me to say his name or really too much of his profession. But he works in a lot of the same area. He is a Native American, and he grew up studying shamanism. When I told him what I was doing, and he looked at my program and outline, he told me that one of the best things that I could do to really capture a money pig's soul is to have that pig come on a piece of precious metal and then give it to me, lay it at my feet. And I asked him what kinds of things. He said traditionally, you know, whatever's valuable. So here's what I'm thinking. No, not quarters, dimes, nickels, anything like that. Gold coins. Any of you collect, any of you want to, that's a little gift that would be perfect. And that I know would slowly erode away at your soul, giving me more and more power over you. Gold. Come on it, and then send it to me. Alright, and don't forget, like I said, next week you guys pick the topic and I'll go into it a bit more deeply. Not to mention, we will real quick just round up with the philosophy of money pigs and then go into the commune update. The philosophy for the money pigs is this: it doesn't matter how much you give, it just matters that you recognize your status. For those of you working hard, getting by, yeah, $15 a month regularly, it's just the token of your submission to me is enough. That is appreciated. But you rich motherfuckers that pull that shit, that's an insult. Those of you who can afford to tithe $2,000, $1,500 instead of $15 and don't. Yeah. My training's obviously not getting through to you. I want you to fuck off. Alright? You're insulting. But then again, let's go on to the commune update now. What is the commune? The commune is a space of land where I will have basically a training stockade that I will lease out to local masters for festivals, seminars, and it will also be, in between those times, a fetish-related bed and breakfast, perfect vacation spot for couples, especially if just one is into the fetish hypnodom. Is into the fetish hypnosis aspect, while the other just wants, say, some recreational vacation time. The area that I'm looking at, there's several lots available, is along the river near Detroit Lake in Oregon. It's just on the foothills. Plenty of snow skiing, water skiing, jet skiing, fishing, hiking, horseback riding, lots of historical tours, old ghost towns, gold mines. Coast is an hour away. Pretty much everything you want is an hour away. Portland's an hour away, so you actually have civilization, but the location itself will be backwoods boondocks. Right on the river. Perfect place for a pig's canoe trip to go horribly wrong. Alright, you'll see on the page, we have started off with my donation of $500. As soon as we get that up to $2,000, I'm going to open a separate money market account for it. Any places are suitable. Any suggestions on which place are, of course, welcome, preferably something online. And I will be adding to that, including the interest and those who specifically tithe to it every month. At the commune, there will be in-person sessions offered by me, but they will stay more to the pro-dom limits. As in, I probably won't rape your ass, just because you're paying me. But, if you want to, I might let my old master do it. Also, I will be offering their hypno training for other doms and masters. How to do it, important aspects of it, and show you how to make your own programs. Hopefully I can coordinate those with other BDSM seminars and festivals. Those of you that have links to festivals, seminars, not only regionally, but nationally and internationally, please send me the links so that I can put those up here on this page. We can keep things going there. What am I thinking of? I'm thinking something like 3-4 bedrooms, each with a personal dungeon. Then a big communal dungeon, communal living room, dining, etc. There will be a private stockade out back. This whole place is going to be dedicated to the Church of Human Hierarchy's philosophy, which is that there are masters and there are slaves. And while that really doesn't have anything to deal with the way somebody was born, their race, nationality, finances, etc., it has to deal with their lust. Those who lust to be a slave will find that there is no escaping it. And we're going to provide them that place, and we're going to spread that lust for slavedom like a religion. That's the second most important thing. That's also why it's important to keep the tithes coming. Because that's what I do. I spread lust and train slaves for other masters. I have my own. So, any advice for a next commune update, feel free to email me. That'll be it for now. Thanks.